Chapter 2. And I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. And I said, Whither goest thou? And he said unto me, To measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went forth to meet him, and said unto him, Run! Speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls, for the multitude of men and cattle therein, and I, saith Jehovah, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, flee from the land of the north, saith Jehovah, for I have scattered you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, saith Jehovah. Ho, escape, Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, After the glory hath he sent me unto the nations that made you a spoil. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall become a spoil to those that served them, and ye shall know that Jehovah of hosts hath sent me. Sing aloud and rejoice, daughter of Zion, for behold, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith Jehovah. And many nations shall join themselves to Jehovah in that day, and it shall be unto me for a people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Jehovah of hosts hath sent me unto thee. And Jehovah shall inherit Judah and his portion in the holy land, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Let all flesh be silent before Jehovah, for he is risen up out of his holy habitation.